Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo, Ma. Ma, come here. Come here. Give me the money. I gotta go. Side of the top of the total pole, the other side. When they used to climb up on the mountain, trying their best to figure out which water was the fountain. And the fountain of youth they couldn't find. So once upon a time, it was the kids dying at nine. They never underestimated life either. All they wanted was a blunt and the breather. All they wanted was a love and somebody that could make them feel like they had somebody. You know what it feels when you have somebody. That person is supposed to hold you down, somebody. So when that somebody comes through, make sure that they love you and not the other two. Yeah. When you love somebody, make sure the other person don't love somebody. I was trying my best to get it on some other shit. I was supposed to get it on some other quit. They was trying to tell her to just go ahead and quit. Because the game ain't for me, you little shit. That's what they called me. I'm trying to figure out, dog, why the f*** you took it calling me. Asking me why the f*** I'm still in the game. I was telling those niggas, man, go ahead with the shit. Because you know about me when it comes to, I'ma come through with my whole crew. And I ain't gonna put you on Zoom. And we'll probably fuck you up on YouTube. Or maybe sweater. No matter what I do, man, I'm still that. I try not to cuss, but I'm still that liquor. Excuse me, that liquor is invading my system. So I guess I missed it. So I guess I missed him. Sucking Jamie. He the only one that put up with my bitch. What it is now, I'm about to beat and then hit the town. Pick up the world, like Jay said. Up your girl as the she gets it. Pick up the whole beat, that's how I do it. So you go on the night, that shit is just doing.
All right. What's up, everybody? Good evening. You're now rocking with none other than the True Tea with me, Genuine. We got my two co-hosts. Introduce yourselves.
Well, she's not here right now. But
okay.
Shahara, yes, I'm here.
Oh, there it is right there. Okay, now listen. Shahar has some really exciting stuff that she's about to do, and it's going to be amazing. Okay, so I want everybody to give her props on that, because where she's taking the show is going to be on some crazy stuff right there for real. It's crazy meaning good, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so we're going to dive right into this real quick. And I wanted to talk... I want to start with Kirk Franklin, because, you know, recently Kirk Franklin decided that he was going to do a song with Kanye West, which is actually one of my favorite songs ever, Ultra Light Beam. And my thing is, ever since he did Stomp and Lean On Me, he was like, oh my gosh, he's doing songs with what they call secular people. In the industry, whatever. But what is your take on this, though? Like, what do you feel about Kirk Franklin?
I think Kirk Franklin is simply amazing. I didn't know anything about this song. I never knew that he was creating a gospel song with Kanye. And I think that a lot of people that are into gospel may have an issue with it. However, Tamla Mann, she made a song with Timbaland. And so it's kind of like it all depends on how they take the song. Because you know how, like me, I think that Kirk Franklin, all his music is amazing. And I think that he always tries to go above and beyond to not only reach, you know, his fans that are a certain age group, but he also tries to reach out and go to the youth, the young adults. So I think that, you know, him making the song, I haven't heard it, but it's probably really good. And, you know, he's always trying to come up with different ways of making sure gospel is entertaining to all.
Right, to all. And what I will say about it is, okay, well, first of all, let's just dive a little more into it because the show itself, the song itself has, it's Kanye West, The Dream, Kelly Price, Swiss Beats Made the Beat. Then you have God's Property members of a choir on there that sound just like God's Property. Then you have Chance the Rapper on there. Then you have Kirk Franklin. I'm just saying.
What?
You know what I'm saying? So you have this beautiful piece of work that people have just been just, and the thing is, you can't, people say, like how they try to throw Beyonce and Jay under the bus, and they say that they both are devil worshippers. They say the same thing people think about Kanye. But yet, still, Kanye can make an actual gospel record that stands the test of time. He's trying to reach people and say, hey, I do love Jesus. I'm a Christian. But I played along with your little devilish crap that you try to throw on me for real. And that's what really was going on for real. Now, listen, anybody that has anything they want to talk about from anything they heard or may have seen this week, call in right now. Talk to me, co-host right here, 929-477-3273. We would love to talk to you, okay? Now, then you have, we had people who were talking about Chelsea Handler, and she's white, of course, but she has some thottish type of ways. It seemed like every time she makes a picture or takes a picture, she decides to get naked or she want to show some breasts or something. But the one picture that they was talking about on the web that blew up, that went viral, was she was naked but didn't in the back. You see some medicine. We're trying to think. We'll take medicine in the back. You know what I mean? I don't know. I have no clue right here. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I don't know for real. Like, it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? So we got our other co-host, the sweetheart, a.k.a. Swiss Lane Carter. What's good? Let's get it. Uh-oh. All right, so you know if you got Switchblade on the line, you know it's about to be some shit. So we're going to dive right into this. All right, so there was a Connecticut woman that was found guilty of cutting her boyfriend in half. Now, the question that I have is, one, was she white? Two, the fuck did she, why the fuck did she even do that? I wonder. Oh, damn it, she's black. Okay, yeah. Now, ladies and gentlemen, and this is for all my guys out there. Okay. I'm not even going to read what happened, okay? Because I could easily go to mediaticket.com and read this. But you know what? I'm not going to. And excuse how I'm about to say this, y'all, too. I know we got some female audience out there, but I'm going to say how I feel. By the looks of this picture right here, her mugshot right here, this bitch right here look crazy. And because of this, we're going to move on. Because she's probably listening, and she's not going to come and kill my ass and chop me up and do nothing to me. Okay.
The lady on that, and that she's not guilty.
Yeah, that's that bullshit right there. What is y'all, hold on. What did y'all think about this story, though? Like this woman, the jury found her guilty. They found her not guilty. So they let her go back out in the street to cut another nigga up. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
How they found her not guilty? I'm not understanding.
I don't know either. But what I will say is, it must, that is crazy. And they said that they deliberated less than 2 days and found him not guilty. Seriously? Really?
She must have known somebody in the system.
Yeah.
She must have known somebody in the side. I don't want to go to jail.
She had to.
She was going to jail or something. She had to say something.
She had to. What did she say to make her? Well, first of all, what did he do to make her go, you know, you want me to take half of the house, but I'd rather take half of you. Now, which half do I want? Do I want this half or do I want this half? See? Exactly. Now, what trips me out is, speaking of some unnecessary bullshit, Peter from The Housewives hired a powerful attorney, and he wants to divorce Cynthia. What do y'all think about that?
He's not going to get her
for nothing. For one, he's too old to be dating some Cynthia.
Yeah, that's
right. So wait. He wants half of... No. I don't agree to that. Because for one, she has Cynthia Bailey, Cynthia Bailey Company, or however that is. She has that company that she started from the bottom to the ground up.
Mm-hmm.
Without him,
right.
I feel, in my own opinion, I feel that if you were able to build yourself up, to build your brand by yourself and or to help with investors and so on, why should I give you half of what I have, what I worked hard for, and you didn't put a cent, you didn't write no line, you didn't put no wood down, you didn't do nothing to build anything. So why would I give you half? That's why prenups are in motion, baby. They're there. Prenups, I'm telling you,
right.
I bet you didn't get one.
Right, and that's the thing. That's the thing that got me, honestly, because I'm thinking about it when I was watching the show. I'm like, first of all, y'all both was so mismatched with each other, you know, like she just said. But also, this makes me sick to my stomach. I don't know. I'm all for love, but that's not where it's at. You know what I'm saying? And I actually felt the same way about Todd when I saw that, but. That's a whole nother different story. I'm just saying, though. I mean, then you have less. Okay, the ass of the night, the total ass for the night goes to Chris Brown. Congratulations, everybody. Like, yeah, there you go. Woo! Chris Brown. Why are you being a dick right now? Seriously. Then you not only you being a dick, but then you decide that you want to be like a complete jerk or something. That you mad because these other two singers decided that they didn't quite care for, you know, your remarks. I mean, people commit suicide every damn day, but that has nothing to do with you and your stupidity. Seriously, what do y'all think about what he said or how he felt about the situation?
He was being very petty. That's what I think about it. Because it's kind of what I don't like about what he did and what he said was that he was contradicting himself. It was kind of like he was being supportive, letting her know that, okay, you're trying to commit suicide, but you don't have to, so on and so forth. But then he was also saying, like, oh, well, why would she do this? Like, I don't know how to explain it. It's like he was trying to be supportive to help her, but he was also trying to belittle the situation and make her look stupid. And then it's as if he tried to reach out to basically making it even more bigger, so where he just was ranting about it on Twitter and talking about it on Instagram, so on and so forth, and starting petty arguments with people over nothing. And
right,
it's like,
and
okay,
that's the thing. Right, and there it is. The question is, for what though? What makes you want to go out your way and even if you had great intentions with it or whatever,
yeah.
But at the end of the day, it failed. I'm just saying, it failed.
It was very petty. It really is.
Speaking of petty, mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys followed the election that's going on right now and the process and everything. And Donald Trump said some pretty interesting things about you women. He said when he gets into office, any woman that's found to have had an abortion will be arrested. Why? Because he thinks it's a crime.
To have an abortion?
That's her choice.
Yes. So he feels as though that even if your nasty ass brother, father, grandfather, you get raped out in the alley somewhere while you're just trying to club and have a good time. So no matter what the case may be, he feels as though that you should not at all abort the baby.
Hmm. Now,
see, this is the reason why I'm glad that the young people are listening to what he has to say. And so tonight, I'm going to debut a song that's from some Baltimore artists here, and the song is entitled Fuck Donald Trump. So, without further ado, this is Dooley featuring T-Lo and Lil Roger, Fuck Donald Trump.
Hey, what do you guys think about Donald Trump?
Man, fuck Donald Trump, man.
Big ass wig on your head, boy.
Big dry shit like sad shit with his dick.
Man, keep talking about Muslims, this Mexican, that. Donald Trump, you a punk ever bitch bastard.
Punk ever bitch bastard? I never heard that one before.
Yeah, man, he a punk ever bitch bastard. And don't bring your man to Baltimore, he'll get hit in the head with Moose's shovel.
Wow, that's a little rough.
Guess what we got for him?
Why?
We got chop in the truck for Donald Trump. We got chop in the truck for Donald Trump. We got chop in the truck for Donald Trump.
Catch his little puss ass and give him this 100-round
drum.
Boy, ain't even white. You yellow.
You
said your date's own daughter, you a sicko.
That's why that nigga tried to poke you in Ohio. That's why they shut your ass down in Chicago. You want
Dotto.
You keep on playing big, bitch, you catch these hollows. I'll let these nine cross over just like Rondo.
Don't
try to make him president.
Fuck Donald. Fuck Trump. Fuck Trump, he a bitch in the ass, nigga. Fuck Trump. Fuck Trump, he a bitch in the ass, nigga. Fuck Trump, he a bitch in the ass.
He a bitch ass, nigga.
Fuck him. Wow.
Exactly. Okay.
I think I saw a link for that video and I didn't click it because I wasn't sure if it was an actual song or if it was just.
Oh, yeah, it's an actual song. And if you notice, one thing about the song is they were serious as a heartbeat. Like, they say if he come to Baltimore, he ain't leaving out here unless he's in the body bag. That's how they feel. And the thing is, I mean, I don't know. What do y'all think about that?
Okay. That, what comes to show, like me and my mom were just talking about, it comes to show that the youth is listening and they're very upset, as they should be, because we're talking about a man that's making changes that, honestly, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, you're downgrading every type of ethnicity there is and trying to make an issue and make it a crime. And it's like, hey, I give them props.
Right, then that's what I said. And when I originally saw it and I saw it, but YouTube was acting stupid on my phone, of course. But anyway, so when I saw it again finally, all I was thinking about was, wait a minute, so these people really are like seriously on to something here, because, you know, when you're looking at what Donald Trump has been spewing out since he even announced he was running for president, come on now, really? Like, are you serious right now? Like, and the thing is, they were saying, well, the young people are not going to care, you know, what's going on. No, here's the thing, though. I may not be considered young anymore, but I care. Like, the American people should care who we let in the office. Are we going to elect somebody who actually cares or gives a damn about the American people? Or are we going to let in a bigot like we've been doing? You know what I'm saying? Now, speaking on some unnecessariness, so it's been reported, and I don't know what to believe right now. So don't take this like I'm saying this is true. But okay, it's been reported that Jay-Z had a love child.
Oh, I heard about that.
And the thing is, now here's my thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we all remember how Jay was always on this thing like, you know, he wasn't really down with the whole, you know, settling down, whatever. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So not like he, you know, like he said, he felt like at the time he was never going to give a chick his heart. You know what I'm saying? He thought he would never settle down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So with that being the case, what do you think about Jay-Z possibly stepping out on Beyonce and having another child?
I can't imagine it. I honestly cannot imagine it. I mean, if he did, it's kind of like, why? But I feel like, I don't know, I kind of feel like they have one of those relationships where they were open to where they might have ventured and, you know, went to other people, you know, stuff like that. But then again, I feel like he wouldn't take it that far. I feel like they're like that spontaneous type of relationship, you know?
Right. I mean, I don't know, because they were saying that, they said mm-hmm. that Beyonce was cheating on Jay with her bouncer, you know, mm-hmm. with her bodyguard. And so I'm like, okay, so I don't know. Here's my thing with this. I don't know what the truth is. I hope he didn't do that. But in this day and age, especially when you're looking at people who want to live that whole Hollywood lifestyle and trying to keep up with the Joneses, then mm-hmm. you have people who have told you, like, look, you could go and bring your spouse with you to a party, and y'all both getting down in front of each other. Speaking of that, because you had Will Smith and Jada Smith. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, here's my thing. I don't agree with open marriage. Because I just feel like if you want to be open, why get married? Just stay together and have an open relationship. But don't do an open marriage thing. Because most of the time, what you're doing is you're spreading lies and deceitfulness and maybe diseases and babies all across the globe. Because who knows who's been sleeping with who? You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying with that, though. So
another sweet
us.
Yeah, wonderful news. You heard about the gay guy in Atlanta, right? Who allegedly murdered his boyfriend. And he killed him with a traffic cone up his hoo-ha.
wow.
Yeah,
yeah,
isn't
that
wonderful
story? I swear you sound like you're... Look, I swear right now she sounds like she's in a spaceship and she's trying to send Earth a message, and we're not getting it. I don't know if it's me or that's her. Yeah, I don't know what that is.
It's her. It's her in.
It's her.
Okay, so basically,
so,
reporting live,
okay.
The issue is that a gay man from Atlanta is wanted for alleging, like, I don't want to finish it. It's so wrong. Allegedly.
No, still
murdering,
do it.
Murdering his lover by
sticking
a traffic cone into his exit. Yes. Yes.
Ow.
Reporting live.
Yes, yes, reporting live. Freaking news.
Oh, ow. How the fuck is... Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well. Well. Okay. That's nasty.
No, look, you have to say something. You always have wonderful.
Okay, so I believe that some went wrong in that situation. Some had to been wrong for him to snap and just be like, I'm going to stick this comb so far up your pee. Oh, damn it.
I don't think it was that part.
Oh. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so. Okay, I got it. So, somebody told him that he was shit, right? His boyfriend said, I'll show you how much you are. that's nasty, and I know it, you know it, and that's just what it is. And okay, I got one more title for you. Okay,
what?
I was watching one of these Disney films, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that in the last 30 years since I started watching them. I ain't saying how old I am, but who told Disney to start the be putting in these little questionable scenes in it? Like they've been filling Disney movies and shows with some questionable stuff, and the kids be like, that was funny.
Exactly.
So my question is to you, what do y'all think about that, though? I mean, have y'all ever seen a Disney movie as when you finally got an adult that you watched the kid, you said, oh, shit.
Yeah,
yeah,
the new ones that they have out now are very, what is the word?
Wow. Well, all I know is, listen. After seeing The Lion King again, and seen some of the other ones in, will never ever watch those movies again. And I'm going to tell you like this. I want to say something to Nickelodeon. Y'all know y'all are dead wrong for putting SpongeBob SquarePants and marketing that for kids when you know damn well SpongeBob SquarePants is a bunch of gay shit on there. I ain't gonna lie. Patrick is gay. SpongeBob is gay. And I'm trying to figure out how the hell a sponge is talking and where the hell did that fucking squirrel came from. Okay, I'm done. You guys, we had a great show today. Anybody who had any questions, please look us up on Facebook, The True Team. I am Genuine Collington. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. We have Shaharzad Carter, Masweta Carter, a.k.a. Switchblade Carter. Okay. Yeah. Listen. The True Team is about to come live, so get ready for that. Okay. And if you're not ready, oh well, who cares? Anyway,
pretty much.
God bless each and every one of you guys. Stay safe this weekend, and we'll see you back here Monday night, 11 p.m. Lord's willing. I love that. Yeah,
that's right.